Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Love is one of the major themes in the New Testament. In fact, some form of the word love appears 320 times in the New Testament, almost 50 times in 1 John alone. Please take note of the use of the word love in the following verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:7. The Apostle John also wrote, My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 4:18. Our brief study today has the title, Christianity, a Religion of Love. Unfortunately, many who claim to be Christians have used their religion as a weapon to destroy those who disagreed with them. I think of the conflict that has been going on in Ireland for many years. Roman Catholics and Protestants have abused and killed their enemies for years, and supposedly in the name of Christ. The same has occurred among some of the white supremacist groups in our nation. Many members of the KKK claim to be Christians, but they have mutilated and murdered many blacks and others they consider to be inferior. I have not heard any of the Klan members profess to love others, but I suspect they pretend to love the Lord and the people like them. The Apostle John charged his readers, Beloved, let us love one another. What does loving others entail? We know it is vital for Christians to tell others of their love. But is that all there is to loving others? We certainly are not forbidden to express our love for others, but that is not adequate. We must love in deed and in truth. John tells us, If any man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? 1 John 4:20. Love must make itself known through actions. It does a little good for those who need food, clothing, and shelter for us to express our love for them. James does not use the word love in the verses I am about to read to you from James 2, but there is no doubt love must be involved in our relationship to others. James asks, If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it has not worked, is dead, being alone. James 2:15-17. Would we be doing violence to the sacred text if we substitute the word love for the word faith? Even so love, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. One of the most common complaints marriage counselors hear from wives is, My husband never tells me he loves me. That is a serious mistake on the part of husbands. Husbands should tell their wives how much they love them. But the husband who tells his wife of his love must also show his love. If he tells his wife of his love, but he never shows his love, she has good reason to doubt his sincerity. John tells us of the source of love. For God is love, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Love for our fellow men originates in the very heart of Almighty God. That was John's reason for writing, We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. Incidentally, the word him does not appear in the original text. John simply says, We love because he first loved us. When John affirms that everyone who loves is born of God and knows God, does he mean that all one has to do to be born of God is to love others? If he means that, then atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers are born of God and know God. John is speaking of those who have obeyed the gospel and who continue to love others. He is talking about becoming and remaining faithful Christians. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.